Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, Give Me Credit Media. This is your news for today, Friday, March 20th, 2015. By now, we're all familiar with hackers breaking into systems and stealing sensitive information from retailers. You know, like they did with Target, Home Depot, and Michaels. But there was a recent breach that's going to kind of blew me away, and that involved Equifax. Equifax wasn't hacked into, but they gave information away. Now, there was a woman in Maine that got hundreds of credit reports in the mail, all addressed to her, but they all belonged to other people all over the country. More than 300 pieces of mail descended on Katie Manning, all from the credit reporting agency Equifax. It's one of three credit bureaus, as you know, responsible for keeping track of all your personal and private information. She says, I checked my credit report the other day online with Equifax, and the next thing I know, I have 300 pieces of mail sitting in my mailbox. Equifax response? This is a high priority. Obviously, this is a serious situation. I'm going to get our security and forensics teams involved. They don't know if this is a widespread problem or how it happened. Do you know what two cards are America's favorite? When it comes to credit card satisfaction, two brands continually lead the rankings in survey after survey. Discover and American Express were tops with Americans again in the most recent customer satisfaction survey. Discover slightly edged out American Express with an overall score of 4.23 compared with 4.18 according to data from the personal finance site Credio. The results are in line with other credit card surveys. Discover and American Express tied for first place in the latest Customer Loyalty Engagement Index from Brand Keys. They also tied for J.D. Power's award last year for the highest customer satisfaction of credit card companies. As you might know from your own experiences, tens of millions of Americans have been hit hard, knocked down, and held down in recent years by the collapse of jobs and wages. This calamity has led to a second blow for millions of the same families, who find themselves suddenly buried in piles of overdue bills for credit card charges, student loans, and other consumer debt. But the good news is that there's a bright silver lining in the dark financial cloud. Only, it's not for the indebted families, but for a booming breed of financial hucksters known as consumer debt buyers. With names like Encore Capital Group and Sherman Financial, these miners of human misery buy bales of these unpaid bills from banks and other lenders, paying pennies on the dollar. The average debt collector pays 4 cents on the dollar. That information comes from the structure and practices of the debt buying industry, an FTC report from January 2013. Then they unleash packs of their hard-nosed aggressive collectors on the families. If they still can't extract payment, the corporate debt profiteers turn to their meanest dog, which is the courts. Debt firms routinely file thousands of lawsuits a day against financially devastated Americans. They know that most debtors can't understand the legal gibberish filed against them, can't afford a lawyer, can't take time off to go to court hearing, and can't mount an effective defense. So some 95% of these lawsuits produce default judgments against hapless borrowers, meaning debt buyers can then confiscate the wages of borrowers or freeze their bank accounts. Now I'm calling this vulture capitalism, not venture, vulture capitalism. And it's disgusting. Unfortunately, it's being subsidized by us taxpayers. We pay for the judicial system, the judges, courtrooms, and the endless rounds of hearings. Predatory debt corporations have perverted our so-called justice system into their own subsidiary for squeezing profits out of destitute debtors. This is why New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has started going after these for-profit corporate debt collectors. He found that Encore, based in San Diego, filed nearly 240,000 lawsuits against debtors in a recent four-year period using the courts as its private collection arm. Problem is, Encore's bulk filing of lawsuits against the hard-pressed borrowers are rife with errors, out-of-date payment data, fabricated credit card statements, and so forth. with debt buyers scooped up by the millions of dollars overdue bills each year from lenders. Tons of them are missing original loan documents, payment histories, and other proof of debt. Debt predators, however, scoot around this lack of facts by simply having their employees sign affidavits asserting that the level of money owed is accurate. Judges, overwhelmed by the unending flood of lawsuits filed by Encore, have accepted those affidavits as true, thus ruling in favor of the corporations. But Schneiderman found that, surprise, affidavits were simply being rubber-stamped by company employees with no effort to ensure the truth of the information. An employee of one large debt buyer testified that his corporation ran an assembly line scheme in which he signed about 2,000 affidavits a day. This is no minor scam. One in seven adults in the U.S. is under pursuit by debt collectors. It's hard enough for struggling families to claw their way out from under the economic crash without having lying, cheating, predator corporations twist the court system to pick their pockets and shut off their hope of recovery. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.